It's News Talk 1400 KFRU, and I'm pleased to welcome into the studio with me someone who's been in the news this week because of added responsibilities that he's taken. Kevin McDonald is here. He is the Interim Vice Chancellor for Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity at the University of Missouri Columbia campus, and also has the role of Chief Diversity, Inclusion, and Equity Officer for the University of Missouri system. Dr. McDonald, nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, David.
How do you keep them straight?
That remains to be seen, it seems. These are kind of other duties as assigned, but I'm happy to be here and engage in the work and really happy to continue kind of helping this diversity and inclusion work move forward at the University of Missouri Columbia campus.
I asked you off the air how long you've been at the job. I said you must have a full plate, and you've been here a month and a half.
Yes.
Let me probably jump around some, but division, when this is called a division, because officially it is the Division of Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity, you have to help those of us who are not in the academic world understand the importance of a title like division. We know of colleges, perhaps, and departments, but what does the division level signify to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really some great foresight on the university's part, because oftentimes with this work, you're an N of one that is attempting to move this work forward and try to do that with a collaborative spirit. And I think it was great to have a level of vision to see the synergies that existed on campus and to be able to leverage those by bringing them together. These units that were already utilizing their kind of skills, talents, and abilities to work in diversity and inclusion, either to support constituencies, students, faculty, staff, alumni, to be able to bring them together to work together to move this work forward.
Are there many divisions either in the, I guess there are a lot of divisions in the system or on the campus?
Sure, absolutely.
How many different organizations or departments have been combined underneath your division? It looks to me like five to ten, probably.
Yeah, there are a number. I mean, now, and within them, there are their own kind of some separate units as well, right? So you have a number of social justice centers that have been operating heretofore, at least in the Student Affairs Division, that came together to support the work underneath this diversity division there. And then you have an Office for Civil Rights and Title IX. You have a K-12 pipeline initiative as well. So there are a number of units that have really come together to support this work.
Help me. You just said K-12 pipeline. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure I know much about that one at all.
So there's a new unit now that is really focused on and kind of increasing the pipeline within our kind of K-12 sphere, if you will, pipeline to higher education. And so we're excited, actually, to delve into that arena and really excited about the leadership that Pat Ivey will providing that.
That's pretty neat. So that is to encourage youngsters beginning at kindergarten to understand the importance of higher education for them once they get out of high school?
Yeah, I mean, so it's great. It's developing relationships, right, with our kind of K-12 kind of partners in this work to develop relationships, look at the research, and identify what is ultimately impeding our students from being able to access higher education, kind of help to bridge that gap, raise awareness about the college as an opportunity, and then create strategic initiatives to help increase the pipeline.
Kevin McDonald is our guest again this week, announced as the Interim Vice Chancellor for Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity. You're the interim there. You probably wouldn't want this to be added to your permanent responsibility in addition to the responsibility you have at the system level. Would that be a fair statement to say?
Well, it certainly wasn't anticipated, that's for sure. I mean, I think I'm committed to the work, and I just want to help in any way that I can move this work forward. To the extent that it's seen as a value add, I'm happy to continue in that role, and to the extent that I serve as a stopgap to bring in another experienced leader, I'm happy to do that as well.
And see, that's what I was leading up to. So you want to set the table for the next person, the man or woman who comes in to take this over. What would you like for them to be able to come in and already have in place for them as they would become in and take over a job that, and it hasn't existed before in this form?
Yeah, well, the one thing that I think a future leader will be able to do is recognize that there really is a strong collective will within this campus community of people who really want to work together to move this work forward, that recognizes the kind of importance of the past events, but doesn't want to let that define what the future looks like. And so I'm excited about that. And then there's some amazing level of expertise that is now within the division that anyone would be excited about being able to leverage to move this work forward. So in addition to that, I hope that will have in place a strong strategic roadmap with regard to diversity and inclusion that will lead the way with for where the institution is going.
Seems like, I mean, like this is a transformational time on many college campuses. I think they're all feeling their way through different areas. Maybe it's race relations. Maybe it's understanding Title IX responsibilities. I think there are lots going on. So is this a new roadmap, or is there something out there that the University of Missouri said, well, it's not going to be exactly why it exists at Campus X, but we're going to borrow and put the best practices together and do it in our way here?
Well, the work is really steeped in some research efforts that were put out by the American Association of Colleges and Universities and work by a wonderful scholar by the name of Daryl Smith at Claremont University and other institutions from Rochester Institute of Technology, Virginia Tech, Penn State have utilized this to really engage their community and help to move this work forward in ways that they can annually assess. And so it's not new from that standpoint, but I think it's created in a way that provides a large amount of latitude for an institution to organically develop and make sense of it within its own culture, its own environment.
You mentioned Rochester Institute of Technology. I think that's one that you have familiarity with, correct?
I do.
So one thing that maybe was going on there that you said, how about if we can take that and put it in its special way here at MU? Is there something you brought from there that you said, this might work here?
I think some initiatives that were developed around faculty retention, right, or faculty recruitment and student success. I mean, I think that the research is clear on those standpoints of wanting to create senses of belonging, support for our faculty, staff, and students, and their initiatives that I think have seemed to be developed and implemented in ways that have achieved some level of success there that may be of some benefit here at this institution.
Hmm. If I'm a student and I didn't take summer school, or maybe even if I did, I wasn't paying attention to what was going on within the departments of management and administration of the University of Missouri. When I come back, and let's say that I have worked with the Accessibility and ADA office before, or I went to the Gaines Oldham Black Culture Center, or maybe I had had understanding and was aware of what was happening with the Title IX Office of Civil Rights there, or the Women's Center, or whatever, the RSVP Center. If I had had any contact with any of those, and I come back, and now they're underneath this new division, this umbrella, will I notice anything different? Would there be much different in that?
Well, I think that they've operated in a way that have been wonderful in engaging this community. I hope what they'll be able to see is that as an overlay over the strategic framework, the strategic diversity plan that will allow for input from our students. So when the students come back, we'll be asking to engage them at levels that maybe they haven't been engaged in the past to really provide input as to what does this mean for you? Does this seem to fit some of the needs and expectations you have as students coming to this institution? And if not, where are the gaps so that we can fill them? Because I think it's difficult to find maybe fault in something that you've played an important role in helping to create. And so that's why we hope to engage our community.
Fair or false, or true or false statement, there was work trying to decide which of these organizations could go under this division before you ever stepped into it? Or was this, in other words, had there been conversations saying maybe we should organize these all together and have one person who could oversee to make sure that we are truly looking out for the diverse population that comes on this campus,
yes,
rather than having it piecemeal other places?
Absolutely. And I really want to give kudos to my predecessor in this role, Chuck Henson, a faculty member in the law school, to our chancellor, interim chancellor Hank Foley, and our provost, Garnett Stokes, for their vision with regard to seeing the benefit and need for this level of development of a division.
Can you help us understand the expectations from a leadership role for a month from now, 2 months from now, when the fall semester starts again, and people are wondering, what's it going to be like on the campus at the University of Missouri? Are we going to be the same way we were last fall? Can we expect things to be different? And, you know, I ask that from the position of someone who is a person in the citizen old enough to have been well past connections directly with the university. But I'm wondering from the perspective of a concerned student 1950 or a professor on the campus or a person like me who is a citizen that says we hope things are really good for the campus this fall.
Yeah, clearly, I think there's an expectation that there won't be any maintenance of a status quo. I mean, I think there is an expectation that there will be some level of vision, some level of a plan moving forward that will take heed to the recommendations that the students have made, understand the elements that they pointed out, and ultimately be able to leverage that input to chart a strong strategic kind of roadmap forward.
Has there been some proactive steps taken? I guess this would be one. Announcing this division would be one of the proactive steps.
That's
but
right.
Other steps that are being taken so that those who express their concerns so clearly last year understand the efforts that are being made, even though I believe the interim president has said, look, you can't expect all of these, deem them demands or requests or concerns to be met and satisfied quickly.
Yes, actually, even prior to my arrival, there was a strong effort around education, around multicultural competencies, diversity and inclusion for our leadership. There is the creation of a new kind of citizenship at Mizzou for our students, which is really a wonderful undertaking to raise awareness around diversity, being led by Dr. Shonikan, who leads our Black Studies and also a faculty fellow. I'm excited because next week I'll have at least a first iteration of an attempt to start out with our strategic framework and be ready to kind of start to vet this with our community members who are here in preparation for the fall with the students when they come back. And we have a very intentional diversity audit that's underway, and we'll be launching a campus climate survey to really gauge the perceptions of our community members.
Before I let you go, what did you just say about a framework next week that you're going to employ? What is that?
So I recognize in this work that you need a roadmap to really do this work effectively. And I think that heretofore was an opportunity to develop one. And so I've been working hard, and we'll have a first, kind of my first stab at that for this community and one for the system that I can start to vet and develop with this community. Engage them at meaningful levels.
So that's kind of what an outline of expectations and direction and in your plan of what you do?
That's right. And well, it was also outlined with the announcement of the division, right? These kind of four areas of organizational functioning. That what might that look like at this campus? And are those the right areas that we should be focusing on so that then we can identify right fit strategies to fit within them?
Access and Success is one, Campus Climate and Intergroup Relations, Education and Scholarship, Institutional Infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Very nice. When's that survey going to be done, or when did you say that there's something else going to that will gauge kind of the attitude and the feelings of the campus?
The Campus Climate Survey should be launched sometime in the fall. I would probably say around the October timeframe or November timeframe. I think it's October. And then our diversity audit should be finished around that time as well.
Well, be wonderful to talk about that again and see the results of those. I expect to see those, be able to have an opportunity to talk about that. Final question. Do you have two offices?
I do.
How do you know?
I do. It makes it somewhat of a challenge. I do. One at Jesse Hall and one at University Hall.
Well, that's you can't walk from one to the other very easily.
That is true.
Especially on these days when it's so hot and humid. I appreciate you taking the time to come in and help us understand this better. And best of luck to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, David.
Kevin McDonald, this week named as the Interim Vice Chancellor for Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity on the campus of the University of Missouri in Columbia. And he is the Chief Diversity, Inclusion, and Equity Officer for the University of Missouri System. This is KFRU.